major and minor characters in Great Expectations. Major characters, the mind, character and development of Pip. The story is about 3 decades. Great Expectations is the imaginary autobiography of an orphan child who comes across good luck and enjoys decent wealth for a few years without toiling for it. Tries to become a gentleman with liberal education, but becomes a snob and begins to look down upon Heiser Stuhl's friends and well-wishers. Learns that the source of his good luck happened to be a convict whom he had helped under the duress during his childhood. He decides not to draw upon that supposedly tainted money through the convict and had earned every penny of that inordinate wealth by means of honest sweat of his brow, but tries to help the convict to escape from England and fails therein, and finally marries the daughter of what convict whom he had been rowing for a long time. Without any encouragement, the period covered is about 3 decades, although the details of more than a decade are skipped over. We view the different characters introduced into the story and the events narrated. Only through the eyes of the hero, Pip, to whose credit it must be mentioned that he had been more or less objective. In dealing with the various aspects, the growth and development of the mind and personality of the child exposed to different kinds of influences is presented to us in an interesting narrative. Sensitive child. The opening of the story is associated with Christmas, usually cheerfully depicted in Dickens' earlier novels, but here it is grim and grave, fearful, and to a certain extent dispiriting. The sensitive orphan child has the odd idea that his father was a square, stout, dark man with curly black hair, that his mother was freckled and sickly, and so too with the 5 little brothers. Who were all dead, and of whom he had entertained a funny belief that they were all burned on their backs with their hands in their trousers pockets. In the opening part of the novel, the boy is frightened and by a convict who had escaped from a prison ship, who threatened him that a certain young man who lay concealed his bosom was very fond of eating children's hearts and livers, felt that he had come to brink of his grave. He looked wildly round the trap he found himself in for any chance of escape, but there was none. With unconceivable rapidity, Pip's mind followed the consequence of such a foul death. He was afraid that Magwitch would feel that he had deserted him, leaving him in the lurch, and that he would accuse him as the cause of his own execution. None of his well-wishers like Joe, Biddy, etc. would ever know how sorry he had been for his own lapses. Pip says, "The death close before me was terrible, but far more terrible than death was the dread of being misremembered after death. The hopelessness of the aid in that solitary part of the country discouraged him from crying out for help. Hence, he resolved that he would not entreat him, but die making some last moment poor resistance to him. Ultimately, without altering his resolution and without altering a single word of appeal to him, Pip shouted out with all his might and struggled with all his might. There were responsive shouts, and eventually he was rescued by the Hobbit and others. Throughout his episode, Pip remained very courageous. Inferiority complex. It is natural for the persons hailing from the ordinary of lower strata of society and to be overwhelmed by an inferiority complex. The same was the case with Pip, with a lot of suffering in the wake of that obnoxious emotion. The contemptuous treatment at the hands of Stella can be called the root cause for the external manifestations of the depleted emotion. He feels humiliated, hot, spurned, and offended. He smarted with stifled anger and agony. Pip says that his secluded spot, he cries, kicks the wall, and plucks his hair. He tells Biddy about his humiliation and his decision to improve himself. He even dislikes the apprenticeship which he eagerly anticipated earlier.